Hello, hello, hello. It's been quite some time since my last segment, but to be frank, I just didn't know how to put things into words, be direct without it being a lot of word salad. But to be straight to the point, the last week of December last year, I contemplated taking my life. There was just a whole lot of things that that I was trying to overcome, and it just felt like with every attempt, it was just unsuccessful. And not only was it not successful, it seems like things spiraled into further down into a rabbit hole. And I felt that that decision was the best choice at the time, because I was thinking very selfishly, and I wasn't really considering that what I was experiencing was a temporary situation, and that a permanent decision such as that one is not it's not a very it's not a solid choice. And ultimately I couldn't follow through with it because I just couldn't bear the thought of those loved ones that I have, the close ones, my peers. I just couldn't handle the thought of how they would be affected by it. Ultimately, realizing and understanding how selfish of an act it was. And one thing I have realized over the course of time is how much we identify with our traumas, and we truly believe that these things that happen to us are a core part of who we are, and that and we bring this and carry this throughout our lives. And we don't have to do that. We can learn from what we've been through, what we've endured. We can overcome them, we can move forward, and we can let them go. They do not have to be, they do not have to define who we are. They do not have to be a pivotal marker in our lives that we have to carry, you know what I mean, throughout our lives. It's not necessary. We're carrying a burden that we don't need to. And we punish ourselves over and over and over again for things that we may believe that we've forgiven ourselves for, but we truly haven't. And we're stunting our growth. And I for one used to truly believe that holding on to these traumas were making me stronger, but they were really strong. They were really damaging my spirit energy. It was really weakening me. And it took some time to truly take full responsibility for that, and to let go of that victim mentality, because a lot of times we don't understand or even realize that we're living it in that mindset. And so I just really, really want to tell you, whatever it is that you're going through, it is temporary. It is a situation that you are currently enduring. There's a reason for it. There is a reason for it. And until you've overcome it, you're going to find yourself repeating this cycle. You got to accept it, move forward through it, and once you move forward through it, go over what it is that you've learned from it, and then let it go. Let it go. I have been retraining myself. I've come to realize that a lot of my thought patterns come from a lot of things that I've been taught in my upbringing that, to be quite frankly, just really don't, they really don't do well. They are thought processes that I've accepted that aren't really my own. And so I'm in the process of unlearning these things, creating affirmations so that I can create a collective of thoughts, of talks inside of my own head that are positive and not negative. All the feedback that I'm receiving based on my experiences are not negative, but positive, because I'm not thinking about how others perceive me. I'm thinking about my goals and what it is I want to obtain and being realistic with myself about what I believe the outcome would be based on how I perceive my experiences. So I'm having these, I'm making myself repeat positive affirmations to myself, listening to positive affirmations before I go to bed and when I wake up every morning, until I not only repeat these things to myself, but I'm not only just saying them, not only saying them until I believe them, but saying them because I know it to be true. And once I say it and I know it to be true, I'll begin to see more of what I'm saying in my actions. And, you know, belief is a powerful thing. If you don't believe in yourself, no one will. And that's how a lot of things work. So, you know, once again, I just want to tell you, it'll pass. It will pass. I'll talk to you guys next time.